Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
Afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right, we are back. And let me tell you how excited we are. Man, I'm telling you, so nice to see our maniacs back in our chat room right now. Man, is it good to see all of y'all. We have missed you, and we have got so much going on right now. Of course, we have relocated from the Sunshine State to the great state of Oklahoma and loving life. And, yeah, we are so happy to have everybody back. If you guys missed it, we were back this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. We did a live video broadcast from Wetumpka, Oklahoma. Things went really good there. We are just happy to be out here. I'm telling you. Rodeos, rodeos, rodeos. Bull riding, this is where it's at, right here in the great state of Oklahoma. And we are proud to be here. Ada, Oklahoma is where we're living. I'm going to let y'all know a little bit about what's going on. We have got so much to talk about. PBR, PRCA, you name it, it is here, right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And, man, I'm telling you, I wouldn't want it any other way. You know, the best thing we could have done was taken that time off, but it is so, we just belong here. We belong on the radio. We belong here with you, the fans, to be able to get you guys connected. We've got, obviously, if you guys have seen the post, Aaron Coscarelli with the PBR. I don't think there's anybody better that we could have had on for our first show back. We've got great lineups. We've got new guests that are going to be jumping on board with us this week. That's right, fans. This week we have got some new guests, folks that we have never had on our show before. We're going to kind of let y'all know about them when we come back here after a little bit. But, I'm telling you, live video streams are coming up. As a matter of fact, we're going to do one tonight. You know, we tried it a couple weeks ago from the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena, which is now where we're working. We've got so much stuff going on there. There's so much history there. We're going to talk a lot about that arena and just how things are going. But we're going to let y'all know that we will be doing a live video stream tonight. It's going to start, the bull riding starts at 7 o'clock Central Time. And what will happen is we'll be online about 6 o'clock. We'll have the chat room open. We may or may not be showing you a little bit about it. You'll probably end up seeing me. Yes, I'll have pants on, just like I do today. So excited. We're back. We got our britches on. We're ready to go. I'm telling you, it's all about the rodeo. It's all about the bull ride, and we are in Rodeo Central. So overwhelming. There's so many things to talk about. I'm telling you, I've got notes here, but they can just go back and forth, really. We've got our cowboy logic back here today. We'll give that to you here in just a little bit in our show. We are doing a 90-minute special today, so you guys will have that to look forward to as well. And, man, so many different things going on right now. We're going to let you know a little bit about them. We're going to kind of tell you the story when we come back from our first break here, guys. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Been on the road now for way too long. Can't tell you the last time I've been back home. But with a few more rides and a little bit of luck, I'll be flying first class ride.
Well, the fees are getting higher everywhere that I go. When it's all that you know, what else can you do? Just keep heading with the steel, kick holes in the bowl. I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning, and I won't be in San Antonio. Give me to Del Rio by Friday morning, and all my worries will be gone. Go ahead, forehead, sit up and ride brain. Go ahead, forehead, stick your money in the bank. Go ahead, forehead, show the world what you think. Now that's how you do the forehead. Running hard for the buckle and a little bit of green. I don't mess with the stuff, got my head on right. I'll have a check in my hand by the end of the night. Try and count me out, but I'm always in. It's not a matter of if, but a matter of how much I win. Being thrown off balance with all these heavy pockets, being this damn good got me feeling real cautious. Well, I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning, and I won't be in San Antonio.
KatJohnson.net with Macon 8. Let's buck.
That's right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. And, of course, that is the one only Cat Call, Miss Kat Johnson. And, man, I'm telling you, it's so good to have all of y'all back here with us. And you know, we would have to play a little bit of Luke Kaufman to start things off. Now, I do want to tell you guys, we have phone lines open right now. If you guys want to call and check in with us, let us know how you're doing. You know, we've been posting out there on Twitter. We've been posting on Facebook. You guys have seen the posts out there. You guys have seen the pictures from the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena right here in Ada, Oklahoma. We're going to tell you more about it, but we want to have an opportunity to find out how you guys are doing. How are things going with y'all? Are you still into the PBR, CBR, PRCA action? Are you guys up to date on it? Let's talk about it. Feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Be happy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, and, of course, your cowboy logic, which we do have coming up for you later on here in our show. You know I'm set up out here multitasking, and, well, shoot, you know, we're just going to make the best of it and do what we can. And, you know, I see the comments that are coming in our chat room. It, you know, it really is nice to see so many familiar faces. I know we've got some new guests that are on our show. And if you guys are tuned in for the first time, you guys can sign up, build you a screen name right here with Blog Talk Radio, and come on down, chat with us right here in the chat room. We'd love to have you on board. So make sure to do that. Wow. So anyways. Like I said, we've got phone lines open. We'd love to hear from you, find out how things are going. But I've got to tell you all how things have worked out for us. So here's kind of the storyline. Since we've got a few minutes here, we'll go ahead and do that. you know, a couple months ago when we let the shows go, we said, you know, we've got to focus on making things happen for us. And we've done that. We've still got a little bit to go, but we are doing that right here in Ada, Oklahoma. Now, I knew that Oklahoma was where we wanted to be, and we had the opportunity. We were given the opportunity by the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena, and they have brought us down here to do some sales and marketing. Now, we came in right at the perfect time. We've gotten all kinds of opportunities. We've had a big barrel bash that we did. And if you guys were following along with us here on MakingEight.com, we actually, through the Gospel Station Network, who's a parent company to the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena, we were able to do some live remote feeds, which you guys were able to hear online, and we've got to thank them for that. It was great to be back there online. I was a little nervous. A little bit different because we're also broadcasting on regular FM radio stations. So that was kind of the first glimpse into the radio community. And we had a great time with it. So nice to see so many of you fans that were hanging out with us and were able to kind of stay up to it, see how things were going with us out there, and love seeing all the maniacs on board. But we haven't been that far away from rodeo, I promise you. We had a big PBR event going on here in Tulsa. And, of course, we've got our guest, Erin Coscarelli, that will be joining us here shortly, and we'll have an opportunity to sit back and talk with her about it. But, you know, when we first got here, we started sending some messages out. Monday nights, tonight, every Monday night during the summer months, they have a open bull ride down here. Now, if you guys have been tuned into our show, which most of you have, you heard us talk with Rich Kay about it. How special this is to have a bull ride like this. There's no entry fees for the bull riders. The stock contractors don't charge any stock fees to come in. As a matter of fact, they usually bring down and put in some money to the jackpot for these bull riders. There's no charge at the gates for the fans to come in and watch on a Monday night. And they have bucked anywhere from 40 head to 80 head of bulls on a Monday night. We're talking about these cowboys are just ready to ride. And we've got some great cowboys that are coming down here. Now, every week, just about since I've been here, we've had Cord McCoy down here. We've also had Ryan McConnell down here, who finished second last week. So, you know, we've got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot to stay up on the rodeo action when it comes to these guys. We also had Anna Hunt from the Texas Women's Series come down here. And she brought 10 of her bulls, which we were able to see buck and had some cowboys get on. And it was just absolutely phenomenal. This is a very special place that we have here at the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena. And we're going to talk more about it. You guys are going to hear us. You know, we're going to talk about it till we're blue in the face. But there is just so much here. Had the opportunity. Now, Ken Lance, the original owner, has passed away. But his ex-wife, Ruth Lance, I've actually had the pleasure to meet on several occasions. She is a great, great woman. And her and Ken built this arena on a family tradition and kind of goes into what we're doing here, you know, and what has brought us here. There's so many special things. Now, Reba McEntire got recognized by playing here. Willie Nelson used to come down to play at this bar. George Strait, all of the regulars. I mean, there's so many people that have come in here. It's just amazing. So absolutely phenomenal arena. It's such a great setup, and we have been so pleased to have the opportunity to be here and to work. So you guys make sure to stay up to date. Now, I will tell you that we'll be streaming live tonight, so you guys will have the opportunity to see it. You'll see a little bit about what happens here on our little, what Rich K calls our Monday get-togethers. And they are neat. And you will see how fast we roll through these things and how many bulls we buck. Sometimes we may or may not have a barrel man down here. We've got a lot of bullfighters that come in. It really is. It's just a unique thing. I see some of the questions, some of the comments that are coming in here on our chat room, and we're going to get to those here in just a second, so hang tight with me. But like I said, if you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call, say a big howdy to us. Welcome us back, because we are glad to be here, and we want to welcome you guys as well. 646-915-9395. 9940 is the number to call. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so you know we want to talk with you, or know that you want to talk with us and not just tune in on the phone lines, which we do have some of our fans tuned in right now on the phone lines, and we are glad for that too. Oh, looks like some of our fans are actually having to jump out. Miss Gabby, make sure to go back and listen to the archives. Like I said, we're doing a 90-minute special today, so we're going to be running till 12:30 Central Time. You guys make sure to go back and listen to it. We've got a guest that will be jumping on board here any minute now, so make sure that you get back over there, listen to the archives, so you can catch up and see what's going on for tomorrow's show. We're going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, hopefully we'll have our special guest, Ms. Erin Coscarelli of the PBR, joining us. So make sure to stay tuned. Our next break is courtesy of Wrangler. So let's jump on board here with Rob Smith, have a few words. It is Monday, but I'm telling you, it is one of the best Mondays I've had in a long time, guys. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
Clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied too hard and now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now and the show is Monday. Oh,
this is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Yeah, all right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. That's right, broadcasting on Making8.com as well as Blog Talk Radio and many more websites. We are glad to be back on the air. 90-minute special today, that's right. and we do have some guests that are lined up. We will get on board here momentarily. You'll know it when they get ready to come back because, as always, we do have our big introduction music for them, and we will get Miss Erin Coscarelli back on board with us here shortly, so make sure to stay tuned. But while we're waiting, I will tell you that we do have so many things going on. Just so excited to be out here in Ada, Oklahoma. I've never been more overwhelmed with rodeos. You know, we kind of went from one extreme to the next. You know, when we left Florida, there was so dry for rodeos, and it was so hard to get to a rodeo to be able to broadcast, you know, and to be able to be a part of it. We had to travel so far. Now, I'm telling you, we are actually living temporarily at the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena in Ada, Oklahoma. So I wake up in the morning, I've got the bull riding arena right there in my backyard, literally. And we've got so many things. We've got horses out there. We've got bulls out there. I grab my coffee and sit out there, go feed the horses. Just a great time. And I do see in our comment sections here on the chat room that we've got our Facebook page up. Yes, you can follow the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena and Youth Camp. So you can follow along there. Join that page. Make sure to like them. You can also make sure to follow the Making 8 Network fan page as we are there. And then, of course, the Making 8 Maniac group page. So thank you, Miss Emily, for posting that out there this morning. Just so glad to have everybody back. But just like we had said, obviously, you know, we've got our special guest lined up on board, and I believe that
I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California girls.
Miss Erin Coscarelli of the PBR, are you with us?
Hey, Scott. Yes, I am here. How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am awesome. I got up not that long ago, grabbed a cup of coffee, and watching Regis and Kelly. So my morning is golden so far.
There you go. Well, I've got to tell you, Erin, it has been a long time since we've been on the show. It's been a couple months, and I know the fans have really missed it. But, you know, it has been a while since we've had you on. And I'm so glad that, you know, I could not think of a better person to have on our show as our first show back. I really couldn't. I thought about it, and I said, well, we could get Austin Meyer. We could get any one of the PBR guys. But Erin is the one. She's on the top of her game right now. She's doing great with the PBR. And you've got all the inside scoop. So what's
PBR?
What is going on, and how have things been going for you out there?
You know, I'm so glad you noticed, because I've definitely felt over the last, I want to say, month to a month and a half, right around the Tulsa, San Antonio, and then the most recent event. I just, you know, in Springfield, I feel as though I'm getting my legs. I'm starting to really get the meat of what's important about reporting and get along with the guys and feel like they're comfortable opening up to me. I'm not just some stranger. And, you know, and I have to say the fans have been so tremendous in supporting me and helping me, you know. I mean, I remember Christy even gave me some great feedback. So, it's nice to feel like your hard work is paying off. And, I mean, I think I've gotten nothing but really great feedback as far as the reports and the shows are concerned. And I am loving it. I am having the time of my life. When I'm not there, I miss it so much. I'm watching it. But it's great. It's been a wonderful experience so far. So, I love it. And I'm sad that it's almost over. We've got, like, 3 more events left. Sucks.
I know it, right? Well, we've got 3 more events, and then we have got the PBR finals. So let's talk a little bit about that. Now, the Brazilians are obviously still dominating. I mean, these guys are just at the top of their game, but they've had some injuries, you know. As you and I both know, Valderon took a really bad shot in Tulsa and had to be carried out on a stretcher. You know, is he back enough? I mean, does he have his game back? We've got injuries like Marchi, who was just injured this week. What is that going to do now with these last three events? I mean, is it going to be the opportunity for some of these other guys like Luke Snyder and like, you know, Austin Meyer to kind of step back into their game and really compete and be in contention for that world championship?
Well, as far as the American riders are concerned, you know, I talked to Austin and I asked him, what do you need to do to put you to that next level? Because, you know, Austin hasn't even won an event yet, but he's stayed in the top five through most of this year. And he simply said, I need somebody to slip up. I need, and whether it's an injury, unfortunately, or whether it's Silvano just not making his rides, that's, to me, the only way I think that the American riders at this point, being that there's so many thousand points behind Silvano, that's the only real chance these guys have, Shane Proctor, Austin Meyer, you know, LJ Jenkins. As far as the injuries are concerned, it affects, I think, every rider differently. Because for me, with Valderon, when he had that bad wreck in Tulsa, he had taken the week off. I think I want to say the next weekend off. Dr. Tandy didn't let him come. He didn't pass the concussion examinations. Each guy, once they get knocked out, they have to go through a serious regimen. Dr. Tandy does not mess around when it comes to those concussions, because I don't know if you got to see Ben Jones, not the weekend in Springfield, but the weekend before, he had gotten knocked out. Well, when he got on, he didn't even hit his head. He just dismounted and rolled and got knocked out again. He didn't even need to hit his head. And these concussions are just so serious. You don't want to play around with them. But for Valderon, I think it's not so much the injuries as much as it's his confidence. You will see a different Valderon if he rides his first bull. He's always confident after that. If he doesn't get the first bull under him, he's a little bit more hesitant, you know, and I saw that in Springfield. There was a bull he was just barely trying to keep on. He wasn't even flashing him up. And, you know, the earlier Valderon in the year, he would have owned that bull with ease. So to me, it's surprising to see this, you know, the man who was number one for the, you know, majority of the year really even struggle with bulls that most guys would have an easy time with. So I think with Valderon, it's really just going to be, can he keep that momentum going into the finals, keep going? You know, because he's a crowd favorite. Everyone roots for Valderon. You know, he's had some issues with his father in Brazil, had a quadruple bypass. So, you know, he's had a few factors, and I think a lot of people really see that and are kind of rooting for Valderon. But, you know, Silvano, that's the guy that everyone's chasing. Can he slip up? And it looks like, to me, he doesn't really have the roller coaster moments of emotions like a lot of guys do. So that's going to be the factor, I think, for the world finals.
Yeah, I think so as well. But let's talk about some of these guys. I mean, Guilherme Marchi took a shot this weekend. I believe he got stepped on, so he's got some broken ribs. It also lacerated his lung, and he's actually in the hospital. They expect him to be released tomorrow, which will certainly keep him in our thoughts and prayers, you know. But,
absolutely.
You know, I know he's going to be out at least until the finals. So he's going to lose those three events. What do you think that's going to do for, like, the Austin Meyers or Shane Proctors? You know, Shane is doing really well. Very aggressive. Ryan McConnell just finished second in Springfield. You know, Luke Snyder getting back on the top of his game. Is that going to give them the momentum to get them back in there so they could be in contention and maybe pull some of those Brazilians back down the list? Now, is anybody going to catch Silvano? I don't know. But Valderon and Guilherme, with coming off the injuries, both the one that Marchi has had now and Valderon has been dealing with since Tulsa, may be an opportunity for some of those guys. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely think, unfortunately, with an injury, something like this, you know, it's never what we, you know, what the guys want. But I absolutely think this is an opportunity that they can capitalize having key players out. Robson wasn't there this weekend. Dr. Tandy Freeman told me, even though I wasn't at the event, we all get like a mass text or email regarding the injuries. And he said Guilherme's probable for the finals, which that's never a for sure thing either. You know, and depending on how far back Guilherme really is, he may just heal up and not go to the finals. I doubt it, but I'm just thinking, you know, if he's not feeling 100%, why risk, you know, hurting himself further and, you know, affecting his the future of his game. He can come back next year and be healthier and compete again. But yeah, I absolutely think right now this puts some American riders that may not have had such a good chance going into the finals. This puts them in a really good position.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about what happened this week. Now, you were not at the Wichita, Kansas event, which we certainly missed you. You know, with you doing your 20 question segments and, you know, it's just been so fantastic. I look forward to every week being able to go back to PBRnow.com and watch your 20 question series. I just think that they're fantastic, and we have had so much fun learning about the bull riders that way, you know.
But right.
Let's talk about Wichita, Kansas here. Ryan Dirt Eater coming off. I mean, he really turned things around this week, was very aggressive, covered all of his bulls down there, and, I mean, just, you know, he really put a statement on, you know. But then you've got guys like Luke Snyder. And Luke Snyder, sitting in the top 10 like he is, very aggressive, and actually took on Bushwhacker. How cool was that?
I know. Well, you know, and that's, I think, what these guys want to do is they're behind. So, A, they need to catch up on making some great points, a lot of points on a rank bull. But not only that, they're trying to make history. They're trying to go for a bull. I feel like I want to say Bushwhacker's been unridden in 21 outs. But not only that, he's not been ridden this year, obviously. And he is the likely bull to get the world champion this year. And I think a lot of guys are really trying to step up their game and make some history. And same thing with Douglas Duncan. You know, it was funny. I like Douglas Duncan so much as a rider. I really think not only does he have the talent, he's at the not even at the peak of his game. He's, you know, he's younger, so he still has some years ahead of him, but he's doing so well right now. But he's a gutsy guy like JB, and I think he does a lot for the sport as far as recognition and just being kind of like one of those guys everyone likes to root for, because he's a little bit of, like, he's a little showy, you know, and I just love watching Douglas. But yeah, no, I was cool. It was cool to see Luke Snyder go for Bushwhacker. Unfortunately, he didn't stay on him for very long, but that's what you're going to see. A lot of these guys go for ranked bulls. JB does the same thing. Douglas does the same thing. You know, I think a lot of Silvano's strategy, which obviously is smart, is just to make the whistle. Right now, all he wants to do is just cover his bulls. He obviously picks perfect poison anytime that bull's in the draft and he's got a good position in the draft. But these guys that are behind him really need to make some serious rides on ranked bulls to try to catch up. So
yeah, I agree. Now, I will say that while we were in Tulsa, which, of course, was courtesy of none other than yourself and bringing us there to Tulsa, we've got to talk about here in a minute, but let's talk about that now. Bushwhacker was there, and Justin Kuhn, young cowboy, comes out of nowhere, you know, has not been at every Built for Tough Series event this year, comes out and says, I want to make history. I want to make a name. I want to go down in the history book. I'm taking Bushwhacker. You know, that is what it takes. And I believe that somebody is going to do it. Now, Aaron, let me ask you, if Bushwhacker can be ridden this year, now, the only time we're going to see him again the rest of the season is going to be at the PBR World Finals. Who do you think has the best opportunity to ride that bull right now, just in your opinion?
Ooh, that is tough, because I would say Robson Palermo, when he's healthy, I think he can ride anything. I mean, Robson Palermo's form, and, you know, he's got the blocker build, he's fast, but, you know, right now, I don't know, because, you know, he's a little injured. I'm not sure how much that shoulder will affect him during his ride. I wanted to say Laramie Marchis too. I mean, he's another guy that I really think can go after the best. As far as an American rider, let me think here. That's a good one.
I think.
Who do you think? Yeah, give me your. Who?
I think we could see Luke Snyder very well cover that bull. He's been on him now. He was bucked off at 2.9, and I mean, he was whipped down in a hurry. That bull scored 47 points, and he did it for a good reason. I mean, he earned every one of those 47 points. Just the way he stretched out and bucked, you know, I was so impressed and so amazed, you know. But I think that it's going to take a veteran bull rider. I really do. I think it's going to take somebody who's a veteran, who's got the aggressiveness. I think JB, if he's healthy going into the finals, could very well be the cowboy to take on that bull and make a bull ride on him. You know, we saw him do it with Bones a couple years back when they had that big matchup between him and Bones, and he covered him. And I believe he could do it. May not be pretty again, you know, just like it was with Bones, but I think that he could get it done. And I think that if anybody can get down to that six-second mark again, I don't think that Bushwhacker is going to know how to handle it. I don't think he's going to know what to do because most guys are not on him for more than 2 or 3 seconds.
Now, that's an interesting perspective. I bet that, too. Dustin Elliott was on him, I want to say, for like 6 or 7 seconds in Pueblo. And I interviewed him, and I think these guys even if they get bucked off, they get this like hunger and desire to do it again. I mean, Dustin Elliott was so enraged and pissed that he didn't get the ride, but you could see the like fire in his eyes, like I want a chance at this bull again. So to me, I think that even if you get bucked off, 5 or 6 seconds, it builds some kind of confidence, like some inner fight between you and your mind of I can do this. So yeah, and if Bushmarker has no idea what to do in the 6-7 mark, he will get covered. It's just
absolutely.
When you know, so
I agree,
but it's fun to watch. I get excited because that draft comes along, and is he going to be left at the bottom of the draft, or is he going to get picked 5 or 6? It's interesting.
Absolutely. And, you know, that brings up another good point, Aaron. I wish that the PBR would get rid of the draft. I think
really?
Just like you were saying, and I've sat back and watched this entire season, but it's just my opinion. But I think that cowboys will have a better chance without having to strategically pick their bulls. It gives them that mixture of when they do have to take a bull like Bushwhacker, they can still have that confidence because it doesn't matter. You know, it's not a matter of choosing to pick that bull. It's a matter, you know, or trying to choose the one that's going to best fit you. It's a matter of what the computer draws. This is what you're going to get, and this is how you're going to do it. And you're going to cover your bull out there. It gives the guys a different perspective going in, and I think it would mix up that race a lot more. But it's just my opinion, you know. I wish they would do away with the draft. I really do.
Well, it depends because I want to say it's an interesting thing. I wonder if Silvano would still be the number one guy because he always picks the bull he knows he can ride, you know, Perfect Poison. So that's always a guaranteed ride for him. If that draft was, it's just changing the strategy up a bit. But you know, it all goes to show if you can ride your bulls in the first couple rounds, then therefore you'll have an advantage at the end. So I mean, you know, I guess it all depends on your strategy. I know a lot of guys don't like the draft. I mean, Cody Nance was telling me he prefers not knowing what kind of bull. He's just, I want to react. I don't really want to pick a bull based on what I think he's going to do. And then I go out, you know, get out of the gate and he does the opposite. And then there we go. That was my, you know, so.
Yep. I agree. You know, it does make things a little bit more challenging. But at the same time, I just think that it opens up the door. I don't think that Silvano would be in first place, but that's just, like I said, there again, one is just my opinion, so I don't want people to get the wrong impression, but I just think that, you know, it would certainly mix things back up again to have them ride what is handed to them and make the best out of it, you know.
Right,
I think that the season has really led on. Now, we've got another bull that has come out, you know, after the break especially, and that's Asteroid. This bull has really been amazing.
I know. Well, and it's so interesting. If you look at the two bulls when they're at the events together, how much press they both get. It's like they're mortal enemies. They don't even know. It's so funny. But when I was in Springfield, I asked a lot of people who they thought would get the higher bull score, and everyone pretty much went with Bushwhacker, but Asteroid got the higher bull score. So I thought that was interesting. You know, and it's tough, too, because I'm not sure, but one of the bulls was only seen for 2 seconds. I don't know how they judge, you know, I'm not a judge, but if you only see a bull for 2 seconds, is that the same as seeing a bull for 6 seconds, you know? But
It does mix things up a little bit, but part of that score is how that they buck for coming out of the gate. And those first few jumps are the most crucial. And if they buck the cowboy off right then, you know, they still, I mean, you take a look at Bushwhacker, 2.9 seconds, you know, not even close to half of the ride that he needed to make. And I mean, you know, 47 points, he's just massive. And
I know.
Very fun to watch. Well, you know, Aaron, let's go back. Let's go back about, what was it, a month ago? PBR Tulsa. Let's talk about that. How much fun was it that we actually got to meet up finally? Oh.
I know. Hey, and you know, I have a little surprise for you, too. Just let me know when you want me to reveal my little surprise for you. I'm not sure because this is your show, but I wanted to just let you know I have a little surprise for you.
Oh, great. Well, absolutely.
But no, it was so great to see you and your kids. Oh, my gosh. I just want everyone out there who's listening to know you have the cutest kids ever. How is the how's the little one doing?
Diane, she is doing great. As a matter of fact, we're out at a small little rodeo down here this weekend in Oklahoma, and she was the star of the show. The rodeo clown, the entertainer out there, was just picking on her and brought her out there into the arena during his acts. Yeah, she was definitely the hit, but it was so much fun. And, you know, honestly, Aaron, we would not have been up there if it wasn't for you. You were the only reason why we were going there. And we had – my kids had a time of their life. It was such a great experience that we were able to share and be able to spend time with you. And you were so busy, and, you know, you definitely were earning your paycheck out there. But we did. We had a great time. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you guys for making the trek down there. I know it was not a short drive. It was a couple hours. So I appreciate that. But it was good to have you anytime.
It was absolutely worth it. And, you know, there are so many things that came out of that PBR Tulsa event. I mean, you know, Lane Frost's parents were there. And so we had an opportunity to, you know, Cody Custer was there. Some of the legends that we're going to see at that, you know, Heroes and Legends at the PBR Finals were there in Tulsa. And it was so neat to be able to see them and spend a little bit of time with them. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, it's exciting to have everyone come together, and it's like one big family, in my opinion, I think. You know, everyone's all supportive of each other. Yeah.
Now, I have got to ask you, when we had you on our show before, we were talking about you wanting to have an opportunity to ride a bull. Have you been able to yet?
You would be the first person I call if I got a chance to get on a mini bull, or sheep for that matter, or a calf, anything. I'm still waiting for that opportunity, but it may not happen this year. It looks like the opportunity has passed, but there's always next year, Scott. There's always next year.
There is. And there's the off season even. You never know. I mean, you know, I will tell you this. Now, of course, you know that I've been working out of the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena right here in Ada, Oklahoma.
Right.
We have the facility. We do have the facility here, and we have got the perfect calves for you to come down and work on. We've got a Mighty Bucky down here. So if you can get a weekend and want to come through, I will tell you that the stock contractor is Mike Lane. He has owned some PBR final bulls, some bulls that have been to the PBR finals. He raises some great, great stock. He's got some stuff that would be so good for you to start out on, just something that would give you that experience that you need. And he said that he'll be out in the arena to catch you. So come on down.
Oh. Gosh, that would be so much fun, only if you promised to videotape it so I can prove to everyone that I've done
Absolutely. We'll even make a DVD of it, and we'll have it for you to share forever. I'm telling you, it would be such a great experience. But we will make that happen. We're going to definitely work on that, Aaron. I know that you're such an adrenaline junkie. You love to be out there, and especially when it comes to the toughest sport on dirt, you know, it would be spectacular to have you have that experience. And I think personally you could do so much better than Chad Ochocinco. I think that you could get out there and cover him. Oh, I'm telling you, I really do.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, I might not be jumping on Deja Blue anytime soon, but I will make that calf my, just kidding. But no, I will definitely, I would stay on that calf a little bit longer than Ochocinco stayed on Deja Blue.
Absolutely.
Might be a little different type of bull, but doesn't matter.
Right. So what has Aaron been doing when you're not going out to these PBR events? Now, of course, over the last month, you've been out to several of them, and I know that that has just kept you all kinds of busy. You missed your flight. Actually, you missed the first night down there.
Oh, my gosh.
In Springfield, what happened?
Oh, it was awful. It was awful. Well, so leaving out of LAX, flying into Dallas was my connector, and then I had, an hour layover in Dallas to get on a flight to go to Springfield. And I guess Dallas had a storm rolling through, so they had temporarily shut down the airport in Dallas. So none of the flights could land, and none of the flights at the airport could take off. So everything was kind of stalled and just at a halt at that moment. And my flight was in the air trying to do what's called flight patterns or waiting patterns. I forget what they called it. But they were like, oh, well, let's fly in the air for about an hour and let's try to see if the storm will pass through the Dallas airport. Then they can open up and we'll land. Well, we were running out of fuel, so we had to land in Houston to refuel. And by the time we fueled the jet and got back down to Dallas to land, my connector had taken off, and there wasn't anything out till the next morning. So I had a nice little unplanned layover in Dallas, which was fine. But and I didn't get to Springfield till 9 in the morning the next day. But it was fine. That was actually my very first. Because I travel with the crew and the talent, and they all fly a lot. They've all had these nightmare stories of, my plane was delayed and I missed and I had to stay the night somewhere. And it's just, I've heard all these nightmare stories about traveling, and it was my very first not pleasant experience. I mean, I think I was on a plane for 8 hours because we couldn't land anywhere and we had to refuel, and it was like a 3-hour flight. So it was a little bit undesirable, but whatever, it happens.
Yeah, it does. Just another rodeo story for you to tell, huh?
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, okay.
But, I guess
we're at the point here. So what is this big surprise that you have?
Okay. Well, I do this thing you mentioned that you guys like. I do a little thing called 20 questions. But you never had to answer 20 questions. So I did a little bit of my own questions. I only did 10 just because I didn't want to, overwhelm you. But I would like to know if you'd like to do 10 questions with me.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I think I should consider it an honor seeing how you've had some of the greatest on your show with your 20 questions. And, of course, we've had you on here doing your 10-question series, and we actually did it with you. So, sure, why not? I am game for it.
Let's turn the tables. Let's turn the tables on Scott and see if he can handle it.
Okay, let's go.
All right, cool. Number one, do you have an iPhone or a BlackBerry?
Oh, you would ask. I'm in between both of those. I will probably go back to a BlackBerry. I had a BlackBerry. It broke on me. But I love the way the BlackBerries are. So I'm going to say BlackBerry.
Yeah, BlackBerry is easier to text with. I always know someone has an iPhone when they text me because it never makes any – like, it's all backwards, the message. So I'm a BlackBerry – that's what I have too, BlackBerry fan. Okay,
yeah.
When you've got some free time, are you the type of guy that wants to, you know, sit back, read a book, or are you going to throw on the TV? What kind of guy are you?
I definitely throw on the TV. I've got to have the TV on. I'm not much of a reader. And, you know, I do most of my reading online, to be honest with you. I mean, I catch up with the Kat Johnson books, and I, you know, catch up on all the website stuff, the PBRnow.com, you know, reading the storylines and the blogs from the lovely Erin. And, you know, so, yeah, I would have to say I'm not much of a reader as far as reading books, so it would have to be TV.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair enough. Better decade, the 70s or the 80s?
Well, I'm going to have to
fever?
Say 80s because I wasn't born until the late 70s, so. Yeah,
Okay. So you prefer the style in the 80s because the 70s had some pretty sweet bell bottoms, just saying.
Well, I don't know if I should take offense to that question, though. Do you really think that I'm that old that I was around back then?
No, but 70s music as opposed to 80s music. I figured I had asked Cord the 80s or the 90s, so I had to change up the question somehow.
Okay, and you just figured I was older than Cord, so you'd go with 70s and 80s, but I'll take the 80s.
I wasn't assuming you were born in the 70s. I was assuming I could have asked anyone the 50s or the 60s or the 70s or the 80s, but okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So the 80s. I think I like the 80s music better too. Okay. Would you rather go hunting or fishing?
Wow. That's a tough one because I do like to do both. And, you know, Florida is more known for fishing, saltwater fishing especially. I'm going to have to say fishing on it, but being out here in Oklahoma, that may change. I may get into the hunting a lot more. You got Austin Meyer out here. And so many folks out here love to do the deer hunting, and I look forward to that this year.
Good. I hear duck hunting is super fun. I've never been, though.
I've never been duck hunting, so maybe I can look forward to that as well. But definitely fishing. I got to love hooking into a good bass.
Nice. Good. Okay. So in high school, I asked this question to Court as well. Were you the jock or were you the class clown?
Oh. Well, I did play football. I did play soccer and baseball. Would have to say class clown because I wasn't good at them.
Really?
And making people laugh. So we'll go with the class clown.
Okay. Or you're a little mixture of both. Mixture of both.
Yep.
Okay, now the American that has the best chance of winning because we've got Austin Meyer – or we've got Shane Proctor, who I think right now is at the top of his game, even though he was hurt. He's still...
Definitely. Tough question there.
I know.
You know, like you were saying, though, Austin Meyer has not won an event this year, you know?
I know.
He's made consistent rides, but Shane Proctor, just like you said, at the top of his game. As much as I like, Austin Meyer, I think that Shane is going to be on fire going into the finals, so I'm going to have to pick Shane Proctor.
Okay. I think I'm with you on that one. I think there's something about Shane who is just, like, shining right now. He's doing everything. So I might agree with you on that. Now, my next question, almost done. Shania Twain or Faith Hill?
Ooh. You know,
Didn't make these easy for you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Shania on that one. Because I have
nice.
A feeling I know where your next question is going. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Shania.
Actually, that's not my next question, but it's the question after that. My next question is 2011 world champ, Silvan or Valderon?
Ooh. I think that Valderon will put it together. I think that he will put it together once, just like you said, once he gets that ride under his belt, I think that he's going to get himself back in action, and I think the PBR finals is where he's really going to bring it out and compete for that world championship. So I'm going to pick Valderon.
I think you're right. He's a little bit more mentally hungry. Not only that, but Silvano, you know, especially the latter part of the year, has ridden easier bulls because he's always in the first in the draft and he picks easy bulls. So he can he ride those super rank bulls that we're going to see in the world finals? That's the question. Whereas, you know, Valderon has had to ride a variety of different bulls. He's not picking easy bulls all the time. You know, when we were in Albuquerque, he tried to ride Bushwhacker in the championship round. So I think I agree with you on that one. I want to see Valderon win. I'm happy for Silvano, but, you know, I want the underdog.
Yep.
Okay, my next question. You guessed it, blondes or brunettes?
I'm going to go with brunettes on that one. That's right. And you know, we have been watching the 20-question series, and all of the guys out there have been saying blondes. And of course, I know they've got – a lot of them got good reason. Their wives are blondes, you know, that type of thing. I'm going to go with brunettes. Aaron Coscarelli brunette. I'm telling you.
Your wife, by the way, she's stunning. She's brunette too, right?
She is.
The reason why I ask like that is because your kids have the blondest hair I have ever seen. So that's the only reason I was like, she's brunette, right? Because kids' hair was so cute and blonde.
You know what's funny is we tell people that because I've got blonde hair, so I always say, you know, we're quite certain we know who the dad is, but we're not so sure about the mom. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're so cute. They have the lightest hair I've ever seen. It was like, oh my gosh, I hope my kids have hair like that. They're so cute. So next, this is the last one.
Okay.
And we were talking about this a little bit earlier, but who do you like better? And who do you think will win this title, the championship bowl? Bushwhacker or Asteroid?
Bushwhacker. He's been bucked more this year, and I think that he's really established himself. He's taking the rest of the month off going into the finals. So I'm going to have to say Bushwhacker. I just think that he's more of a consistent bull. I do love Asteroid, and I think that he's going to certainly be in contention again next year. As long as he stays healthy, but I think this year is going to get a Bushwhacker.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, that's interesting.
Wow. I feel like I've been put under the gun now. I like it. really, Aaron, this is it's certainly a lot of fun, and I really just enjoy talking to you, and we're so glad to have you a part of Making Eight. And part of our network, and, you know, being able to reach out to so many of the fans out here. I'm actually looking back to some of our comments out here in our chat room, and of course, going back to the 70s or 80s, there was a reference made to spandex pants and myself of the 80s, so that's why I like the 80s so much, but that's a whole nother story.
I mean, the 80s, you can't go wrong with anything there.
You're right. So you're going to be at the PBR World Finals, correct?
I think so. Last I heard, unless something's changed. But, yeah, are you going to be there?
We are looking to be there. We're just now getting back on track. I'm hoping that we'll have enough time to hopefully get enough sponsors on board. We'll be doing some of our you know, radio shows live from Vegas. I think that that would go over really well. And, you know, if we get that opportunity, I'd love to be able to sit down with you at some point, and we'll have you back on our show, and we can talk about the PBR finals.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Wonderful.
Anytime.
You bet. Well, listen, Aaron, we are going to let you go, but I wanted to thank you once again for taking the opportunity to jump on board with us. And like I said, you know, for our first show back, this has been just fantastic to have you. Couldn't have thought of anybody better to be on our first show.
Well, thank you for always having me on and being supportive, and thanks to the fans who have given me a chance and opened up their arms to me. I can't thank you guys enough. So,
well, you know what, Aaron? It comes down to you being able to connect with them, and you have certainly done that this year by taking in their suggestions on the 20 questions and things like that, you know. You make them part of that, and they, you know, they appreciate that, and that's what makes this sport what it is, because you are in that position to do that, and we just love you to death for it. Want to wish you the best, and I know that next season, you know, hopefully things will get even better for you, and we just love seeing you week in and week out. We really do.
Oh, thank you so much. I love being there, so thanks,
absolutely,
Scott.
All right. Well, listen, we will catch up with you here soon. When is your next event back? Are you done for the month, or are you?
No,
I'll
be there in Hartford. Hartford, October 7th. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, all of the fans are in our chat room telling you thank you for taking the time out here to be back, and they are just so glad to have you here. And we'll catch up with you. We'll definitely try to catch up with you here around that Hartford time, if not the week before, maybe the week after, as we get ready to talk about the final.
Sounds good. Anytime, Scott. Anytime.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Take care,
okay. Bye, guys. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right, guys. That was the one and only Miss Aaron Coscarelli of the PBR. And, it looks like Miss Kat Johnson also has tickets for that. So I'm telling you, Kat, if you get the opportunity, make sure to let Aaron know that you are going to be there. She will take the time out. She's very, very busy, but she will take the time out to come see you, and she is great to have around. Really great to be around. So much energy. So much, you know, she's so full of life, and it's just so much fun to have her. So we will get her back on our show, absolutely. I promise you. Will not be the last time we hear from Aaron Coscarelli. And thank you for doing the 10-question series with me and putting me under the microscope. I like it. Was definitely a lot of fun. So that is some of your PBR insight from the one and only Aaron Coscarelli. We're going to take a short break here, guys. When we come back, we still have more to talk about. We've got phone lines open. If you guys want to talk with us, feel free to jump on board. 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone. And when we come back, we'll get more into the bull riding rodeo action right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Going to scroll down here and see what kind of good song we can play. Obviously, we had to bring out the Luke Kaufman. It is Monday, although we've got a lot to look forward to here today. This one here, you know what? One thing that I didn't mention is earlier this week, we got word that we lost one of the greatest bulls in rodeo history, and we'll talk about it when we come back. But this song here mentions him, one of my favorites, Mr. Sonny Ledford, Get Off My Back. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They just put me in the shoe, someone's trying to ride me. Tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I'm rolling on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
I'm drooling at my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
Howdy, folks. It's Rodeo Announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if your passion is tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Rodeo show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So, That was a little bit of Steve Earle and Guitar Town as we kick things off on a Monday, our first show back. That's right. It is our 90-minute special we're doing today. Now, starting tomorrow and rolling through Friday, just like we always do, Monday through Friday, we will have our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, 11 o'clock Central Time. So if you're out there on the West Coast, yep, that's right. Our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show will be brought to you a little early. So we'll have the breakfast show for you. But we are so glad to have all of you guys on board. We've also got our European bull riders that we've got to send a big old shout out to. And glad that they are back here listening with us. Been following along with them and trying to find out how things are going for them. Been watching some great video highlights from the rodeos that take place over there in Europe. And it is great time. So, but one thing we want to talk about is what Macon 8 is doing now, what we're looking forward to this this upcoming season. You know, the winter months are rolling here pretty soon. It's actually been kind of cooler out here now. When we first got here, it was actually triple digits almost every day. Talk about hot. Yes, it gets hot in Oklahoma. But with the scenery, with the type of weather that it is here, I'm telling you, I wouldn't want it any other way. Such a great time. But what is Macon 8 up to? What do we have on the books here? What do we have to look forward to in these next coming months? Well, for at least the next month or so, while the weather is still good, Monday nights, we are going to be out at the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena, bringing you the action, hopefully, with our live video streams. We do have a Cowboy Church service, starts at 6 p.m. Central Time or thereabout. Usually takes a little bit. We actually next, the October 10th, I just got word while the show was going on, October 10th, Mike Fletcher, who is a rodeo cowboy, is going to be down here, and he is going to be talking during the Cowboy Church service. Hopefully we'll be able to stream that for you live. You guys can tune in. If you can't, make sure to come on down here to Ada, Oklahoma, and hang out with us. We would love to have you. So we've got that to look forward to, our Monday night bull ridings, our little get-togethers, as Rich K would call them. Great times, great way to spend with your family on a Monday night. You usually wrapped up about 9 o'clock, so you can still get the kids in bed on time. So if you guys are listening in the Ada, Oklahoma area, stop on down here, check us out. You won't be disappointed, I'm telling you. Ryan McConnell, Cord McCoy, Jody Newberry, another one that we haven't heard much about. He's actually in school right now, has been down here on Monday nights. Come down and hang out with us. Who knows? He may be down here tonight. We'll just have to wait and see. You never know who's going to drop by down here. Like I said, Anna Hunt, there's been so many greats that have come down this way. It's just been great to talk to them. And so make sure to stop on down there. We've got PBR finals coming up late October. Now they've got their heroes and legends. So many of the greatest athletes ever are going to be down there at the PBR World Finals in Las Vegas. We are looking to also be there. We are currently in the market for selling sponsorships to be there. We're going to be doing some live. Our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows will be broadcasting live every day out there. We will look to do some more video feeds. Now, I will tell you this. We have gotten so many more upgrades to what we used to do that you will like what we have to offer. Things are getting bigger and better for Macon 8. We have stepped up a notch. We're working a lot better, so we've got so many great things for you to look forward to. We're going to run it. We're going to have less of those technical difficulties. We're finally able to get a lot of those ironed out, so make sure to look forward to that. The NFR in December, another run where Macon 8 looks to be out there working with the PRCA Cowboys and Cowgirls. So many things going on out there in Las Vegas during the during that time that we'll be doing our – we look to do our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows from out there, doing some remote feeds, some live video broadcasting. So make sure to stay tuned to that. Like I said, all of that as well as in January, we are going to be broadcasting exclusively once again for the second year in a row the IFR. So from Oklahoma City. So you guys will have that to look forward to as well. Telling you, big time, big things happening, and that's what it's all about, bringing the action to you, the fans, getting you closer to the sport. Last year, we had a great time out there at the IFR. We were with Brett Weldon, Scott Fry, so many others, and we are going to be doing that again this year. We've already already confirmed it with these guys. We're looking to sell sponsorships for all of these. So if you guys want to have your advertisements, if you know somebody who may want to get their name out there a little bit, mention to them that Macon 8 has radio broadcasting, broadcasting on the internet. We've got live video streams. We'd love to get your logos out there. We'd love to support you just as much as you're supporting us. So make sure to contact us. You can find all the information right there on MaconAid.com or on our Facebook or Twitter page. You know where to find us. There's all kinds of ways to get a hold of us. And, of course, my number is broadcasted everywhere, although I haven't heard from a lot of our maniacs here recently. A little disappointed. But we do have phone lines open if you guys want to jump on board and call in now during the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so you know you want to talk to us, and we will get you on board. So make sure to stay tuned to that. Other than that, like I said, it is what it is. We are just rocking and rolling. We got about 15 minutes left in our show. So I think we're going to switch on over here and give you our cowboy logic for the day. And, of course, cowboy logic is courtesy of one of our biggest, littlest Macon 8 maniacs in Miss Melanie. And she has given us some great cowboy logic to start off here. This really stands out to me. When she sent this to me this morning, I was just so impressed. Here we go. True grit is making the decision and standing by it, doing what must be done. That is your cowboy logic, courtesy of Miss Melanie. When you guys see her out there this afternoon as she gets back and checks out the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show as she's in school today, make sure to tell her thank you for the cowboy logic. We do appreciate it. So we're just having so much fun and so exciting to have so many of you fans here back with us. I can't wait till tomorrow. I really can't. We have just worked so hard to have you, you know, to get things back together and get them right. And I think that we're doing that. We're off to a good start. You know, I'm a little rusty. I'll give you that. It's been a while. But I think as we really start getting things lined up, we've got some great guests lined up this week. I know that we've got some PBR bull riders to look forward to, so many more. And, so we absolutely have to thank each and every one of you guys for being supporters of us. And make sure to pass the word along. Keep spreading the word that Macon 8 is back. The Rodeo Network is here, and we have live video streaming. Like I said, that's going to start. It'll start around 6 o'clock Central Time tonight. You guys can tune in. Catch us out here. We'll sit back and talk with you. We'll have the chat room opened out there. You can find us there on Macon8.com. It'll be under the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena channel. You can find the links on Facebook and Twitter. We'll have those posted out there in just a little bit. If you can't find them, I promise you they'll be out there. Just make sure to stay tuned to us. Also, want to let you guys know, Rob Smets, Miles Hare, Gary LaFue is doing a big bullfighting school, a clinic, November 10th and 11th. So make sure to get it on your calendars. Macon 8 is traveling down there. We're going to be hanging out with Rob Smets and Gary LaFue and talking with them. And you guys will have the opportunity to sit down there. And if there's anybody from the Oklahoma area that wants to head down there for the schools, you guys are more than welcome to. We'd love to have you guys on board with that. Make sure to contact me. We'll get you guys set up and get you on the list. You got to put down your security deposits and secure your spots because they are going fast. So make sure to do that. And if you need any help with that, you can contact me. And we're going to split costs, you know, bring some cowboys down there, whether you're on the bull riding side of it or the bullfighting side of it. We'll get you lined up. We'll split some hotel costs, traveling costs, and we'll have a good time. So we will be doing some live broadcasting from there as well. So whether it be video or radio broadcasting right here on Blog Talk through the Macon 8 Rodeo Network, you will be able to find us. Questions, comments, concerns, cowboy logic. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. We're going to leave it here for you guys. 646-915-9940. Make sure to jump on here, give us a call. Let's talk about things. Tell me how things are going. Tell me what you guys want to know. Who you guys want to have on? You know, the door is wide open. We've had some great guests come along our paths. We do have to talk about some CBR action, which we definitely are going to do this week. They just wrapped up their season in, I believe it was Loveland, Colorado. I think I pronounced that right. So, anyways, CBR wrapping things up. I know that Clayton Fulton actually won the year-end championship. I want to send him a big old congratulations. Who knows? Maybe we'll get him back on our show. And like I said, the guest list is long and distinguished. I think you guys will like it all week long. As we're starting to really kind of change, kind of take shape on what we need to do here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network and on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, we're so happy to have so many of you fans that have been tuning in. And make sure to keep it coming every week. Don't get bored with us, because if you do, then we're going to have to cut our shows back, and we don't want to do that. We love having you guys be a part of it, each and every one of you. I mean, I can go down the list right here in our chat room. Kat Johnson, you know, so good to see her back on there. And, of course, you know, it just wouldn't be a radio show if we didn't have the little Kat cougar growl. But we've got, you know, our European bull riders, Daniel and Jens. We've got Miss Denise from up there in Ohio. We've got Gabby back in Texas. We've got Lauren, and we've got Lisa. So just, you know, so happy to have all of you. I know that Emily was on board earlier. She had to split out here a little early. She'll be back during our live video feed here tonight. And hopefully we'll have all of you guys on board as well. Make sure to get the word out there. Links will be posted up there on Facebook. Take those links, repost them there to your wall, and let your friends and family know, hey, if you're looking to watch some bull riding or rodeo on a Monday night, you can find it right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, live from the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena here in Ada, Oklahoma. So make sure to do that. Wow. Overwhelmed today. But, you know, it really has not gone, you know, it's gone by too quick. It really has. There's just so many of you guys and so many things that we want to talk about. With being here, hey, how about this? I actually got me a horse just 2 weeks ago. Got me a horse, actually got three of them out here, two colts and a five-year-old stud. His name is Cowboy. Been working with him a lot, so that's right. You got yours truly been getting out there on horseback, and we'll get some pictures out there posted up on our Facebook page and, you know, let you guys share that. Will not be wearing spandex, so do not worry there. I do not want to chase y'all off. So, anyhow, getting down to it, we've got about 7 minutes left in our show here, guys. If we don't hear from you, we're going to shut things down. 646-915-9940. Like I said, we've got to thank once again Miss Melanie for giving us the Cowboy Logic for the day. Wow, trying to scan through. I've got so many notes here. I really do. There's just so many things that have been happening down here. Obviously, it was great to talk about the PBR, what's been happening there, and getting put on the spot here with Ms. Erin and our 10 questions. I see some folks here in our chat room asking if I need some riding lessons. You know, I am a little rusty, but I have been known to get in the saddle once or twice, so I think we're okay, but I do appreciate it there, Mr. Jens, all of our European bull riders. I think we're doing good. Although I will tell you that my 9-year-old did get bucked off all in one time now. My 9-year-old got bucked off, the wife got kicked, and I got stepped on. He got spooked, and of course, he's only 5. He hasn't been ridden more than probably 30 times ever. So I've been working with him a lot. Of course, we've been able to utilize the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena and the facilities down here. So it really has. It's been a number, but we're definitely getting it done. And, you know, we were able to halt the break those two colts. Never been around people before, and so we've gotten those guys. I got to get back down there and work with them. Also, one other thing that I forgot to mention here at the beginning of the show, we are still giving away a buckle to the winner of our PBR Fantasy Making 8 Maniacs group. So if you guys are not over there, you need to join the group page. Now, right now, Ms. Donna Davis, one of our biggest fans there in Texas, is leading the point standing, as last I checked anyways. So, you know, Donna has a great shot of winning the year-end Making 8 Maniac belt buckle, and this is the first one that we're going to be giving out. So make sure that you guys get over there and are following along. I've actually missed 2 weeks. Now, I was able to get back this week, I did have Ryan Dirt Eater picks and, of course, Bushwhackers, so my points weren't too bad, but they weren't great either. Of course, you know me. I always need my help, and we'll be making our picks on Friday, so make sure to be on our Friday show with us and help me make my picks for this next weekend. So, yeah, that's right. I see Lauren posting out here in our chat room that the old saying is you're not really a rider until you've fallen off, been bucked off at least 10 times. And I would certainly agree with that. I would certainly agree with that. Yeah, I see that those points have changed. I've been trying to keep up with them. And, of course, like I said, with me missing 2 weeks myself, I'm completely out of the loop there. I think I'm around 20th. So, yeah, not doing very good. I'm not going to have a chance to get that buckle, but we are going to be giving one away. So make sure that you get over there and do that. Like I said, Mike Fletcher is going to be here at Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena October 10th. So definitely stay on board with that. Don't want to miss it. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our show here today, fans. Our 90-minute special comes to an end. I have got to thank all of you maniacs for jumping on board here with us. Make sure to go check out Makin8.com. We do still have our storefront page up, so if you guys want to get a grip on your Makin8 Maniac gear, that is where you need to go do it. And I will tell you that we need to see more and more of you out there wearing our stuff. Such a great time. And this is just the beginning. It is starting today. You're going to see some major changes, some great things happening. We're going to have some sponsors lined up here on board that we're going to be able to talk about every day on every one of our shows. So make sure to stay tuned to that. Tomorrow, we'll be back at it again, 11 o'clock Central Time for our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. You can find us right here on the Makin 8 Rodeo Network. We'll also be streaming live tonight. Make sure to come on down here, chat with us, and let's get a grip, rodeo fans. It's Monday, just the start of the week. We're going to start it off with some bull riding nights, so make sure to tune in. Until then, rodeo fans, get a grip with Makin8.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Makin8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.